Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes on Sunday, every Sunday in the afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. We're now in our sixth year publishing the Small Business Advocate newsletter. And you can go to my website and subscribe. It's really easy. Or if you want to, just send me an email at jim@jbsba.com and say subscribe, and we'll put you in there. Beverly Williams is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and you know, all of our Brain Trust members are special because we've worked hard making sure that only the very best, only the cream of the crop, only the very top people in the world of small business expertise are members of our Brain Trust. But there's another level, there's actually another strata of really special people in our Brain Trust, and Beverly is in that group, and she's the co-author along with Don Cooper of the 30-Second Commute. She is one of the world's top experts in home-based business. She was the 2002 Home Business Advocate of the Year, an award conferred on her by the SBA, but more importantly, she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. I just love your introduction.
Well, I read it right, didn't I? Did I read it the way you wrote it? It's good to have you. I can't let you get away with too much there, Bev. It's good to have you back, as always. Bev, what are you hearing from your home-based business folks?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There must be a spring is springing up everywhere and renewed hope and maybe even some concerns about the economy these days. And I'm getting a lot of emails from people looking to get started or move forward with their ideas of a home-based business. And, you know, it's typical. You and I have talked in the past about some of the difficulty in dealing with these emails that mm-hmm. people, I got one from somebody who said, I want to do this, tell me what I need to know. Tell me what I have to do.
I got one this week that said, I want to start a medical billing and transcription service. Is mm-hmm. there a market for this out there? That was it. I mean, that was the entire question. Didn't say mm-hmm. anything about whether they knew anything about that business
uh-huh.
or not.
But
you and I are supposed to divine from all that you know, and give them all this wisdom without any more information.
Yes, I mean, they know what's in their head. They know what they've done, but they're not telling us. And
maybe we should be flattered, Beverly. Maybe we should be flattered that they think that we could actually, you know, read their minds and that we're that smart.
Oh yeah.
I guess that's one way to look at it, huh?
Well, and you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if I could give them and you could give them magic answers and just go back and say yes.
Yeah.
And just leave it there and see what they do.
Well, this is when they ask you those kinds of questions, it's to me it's obvious. What I do believe is that they don't have the background, or they would tell us that they had the background, and they're hoping that you and I will tell them it'll be okay, just mm-hmm. give it a try. In mm-hmm. fact, what I call the field of dreams myth.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody builds it, the customers will come.
That's right.
And so I think they're hoping that we'll say, yeah, if you open a shop like that, and by the way, that person who wanted to do that medical thing, they wanted to do that at home too. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you get the feeling that I have the feeling that I need to give them some tough love.
Yeah.
So I don't coddle them.
No, I don't either. And I usually start off without knowing a whole lot more information. You know, I find it very difficult to advise you. And here's where you can get some good advice in your local area, because I think they really need to sit down face-to-face with someone and face the realities of what going into business, any business, mm-hmm. whether it's home-based or not, whether it's medical billing or catering or whatever else, what the realities of being in business for yourself really are. And it starts with, you better know how to ask some decent questions to mm-hmm. get the answers that you need. You better have read some information. You better have done some research. you better find out what's going on in your local community and where you can get the help you need right there. There are so many places, even in small rural communities. I live in a very small area now, and we have a wonderful, wonderful economic development department at the local government. We have a very good continuing education program at the college with small business startup counseling that's available for free. Mm. So it really worries me that people are sending people like you and me emails like this, and these are our future entrepreneurs.
Well, but Bev, don't you think it's? I think there are a couple of things. Number one, these people live in the most entrepreneurial place on the planet.
Yeah.
The culture is all around them. They hear you know wise guys like you and me talking about how much opportunity there is out there. They see their friends doing it. And they think, you know what, I want a piece of that. Mm-hmm. And so in a way, you know, we probably should say, you know, in fact, I do say this. I do congratulate them on their interests. I congratulate them on wanting to do something. But I just tell them that, you know, you've got some homework to do. And mm-hmm. you need to get to the point. Don't start your business until you can answer the question you asked me yourself.
Right. That's a very good way of putting that. I think, too, that it's difficult for people to know where to get started, and that's probably the biggest question I get is, how do I get started? Where do I get started? And I'm not sure that I can understand why people email people like you and me with that question. Why don't they start in their local area? There are so many resources available. Again, maybe you and I should be flattered that people are doing this, but it does worry me that we have people, like you say, we're in a country where entrepreneurism is rampant, and we're at a time in our country where home-based business startups are accelerating mm-hmm. so fast, but there's a lot of bad information out there, and maybe that's part of the answer why people are asking us. Hopefully they trust our answers. But maybe it's too much information, and maybe that's why we're getting these questions.
Well, there's also a lot of impatience, Beverly,
and because
I've actually spoken to people directly before, and I say, well, you know, you have no experience in this. Why don't you go work for somebody who knows this, mm-hmm. who's in this industry? And I've actually had people say, oh, no, I don't want to wait that long.
Yeah, right.
I want to be rich, and I want it right now. Stand by. 20 to 20 after. We'll be right back with Beverly Williams. Here's Robert Cray to take us out. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Williams is our guest. Beverly, give us your website, please.
Well, very simple, www.beverlywilliams.com.
And they can find out more about your book there, can't they?
They can. And they can find out about getting started in a home-based business and a whole bunch of things that we don't have time to talk about this morning.
Can they get your cassette of the 21 Success Tips for Home-Based Businesses there?
They can. They can get it in a CD or a cassette, either way.
Oh, good. Folks, I hope you'll check that out, beverlywilliams.com, and order that 21 Success Tips and the book, too. They're both very important if you're a home-based or want-to-be. In fact, that's what I tell people when they tell me they want to start a home-based business. I say, you need to go see Beverly.
Thank you.
But, Beverly, let's talk about some things that people need to do if they want to become home-based. They need to know their industry. They need to have some experience, it seems to me, maybe they don't have to have exact experience in the industry that they're going to work in, but if they're going to sell, they got to have some sales experience.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to run a home-based office, they got to know how to run an office a little bit. I mean, they need some kind of background, don't they?
Yes, it's helpful, and in some cases, it's vital. If you have never run your own business, then you need to either take some classes and or read some books and or find somebody who would let you come and sort of tag along for a couple days, maybe work part-time for them, any number of things to do. I got my first experience after failing at my first home-based business a lot of years ago. I went to work for a small business, and I ended up managing the place and spending 13 years learning how to run a small business before.
So when you talk about what people should do, folks, when she talks about these things, she's already done it. She's already tried what you're talking about trying, and it didn't work out.
That's right.
This is the voice of experience here. You know, Beverly, I tell folks sometimes. Sometimes the advice that I give them, I'm still making payments on that advice.
Yes.
I tried and failed, and I'm still making payments.
Well, and that's one thing people talk about going and taking college courses, and those are fine. I'm not cutting them down. But I think you'll find more people teaching classes who have practical experience in what they're teaching at the continuing education level. And unless you need to go for a degree, you're probably better off taking those classes at continuing ed at your local college or university, because it's people like me and you who go and share our real-life experiences on business. Like you said, I've walked these footsteps, every single one of them, and that's where all this has come from. I learned a lot of it the hard way, because when I was starting, there was no help for home-based businesses. Knowing how and where to set up your office in the house, how to deal with family situations, how to find out whether or not it's legal. And these are things we can talk about in future shows again. There's certain things that are pertinent only to being a home-based business, that you go and take these courses on your accounting and your marketing and how to retain customers and how to sell your product, how to find wholesalers, all these things. But there's very few of them out there telling you how the particulars of being home-based, of living and working under the same roof. And if you don't get those things down, then you're doomed for failure as well. So my personal experience and the experience of thousands of other people that I have talked to and taught and worked with over the last 15, 16, 17 years are all what comes out of my mouth and out of my head to help other people move forward with their home-based businesses. I can tell you a lot of things, but you're the one that has to do the work, and you're the one that takes the risk. Nobody else can do it for you, and nobody can give you any guarantees.
You know, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's important for people to understand they're taking a risk, and they could lose time, money, effort, so maybe some self-esteem if it doesn't work out. So it's important to get as much information as you can and make sure you've got both feet solidly planted on the ground and know what you're doing as best as you possibly can before you get started.
You know, Beverly, there's a term called burn rate that, mm-hmm. that people have heard, and that's how much cash you go through in any given day or week or month mm-hmm. or quarter. And that's the money that you go through, you know, maybe before you have any revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And even after you have some revenue, it's the burn. Even if you're making a profit, you know, what is your monthly burn rate? How much cash are you burning through in a week or a month? And it's good to know what that number is going to be on your own
mm-hmm.
before
mm-hmm.
you start your business, because then you can say, wait a minute, you know, I don't want to spend that much of my money.
Right.
And that's a good thing, a perspective to have when you. If you don't want to have the patience to go get the experience, you know, where you can burn somebody else's cash
mm-hmm.
while you're working for them, then,
yeah.
you know, if that's a good perspective to have, I think, to slow people down a little bit. What do you think?
Right. I think so. And I don't want to discourage people totally from looking into this further. I, in fact, want to encourage them that don't jump into it with both feet, to do the due diligence, one of my favorite words. A friend of mine who was a lawyer taught me a long time ago, and it's important to do the research, to spend the time. You can't do it all right now.
Beverly, well said. Well done. Thank you for being here today. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
I'll be here. Thanks.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The 30-Second Commute, wherever books are sold. Quick break, right back with Mike Menzies. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.